Shalom. Today we will be talking about the Poroches in the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, Shkolin, the Masechta, talks about the finances of everything that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, Korbonos, the building, fixing, and buying the Kelim, selling the Menochos and the Nesachim for the Korbonos, as well as fixing things in the city of Yerushalayim. Also comes from finances that were organized through the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have in the Fyudam and Beis in the Dafim of the Yerushalmi and Shkolin, the Gemara says, Shmuel Omar, Noshim Oergois Beporoches Noitlin Schoron Mitrumas Alishka. The women that weave the Poroches, they get their salary, their maskoret, their schar, they get from the Trumas Alishka. As we know, there was the Machzis HaShekel people brought every year. They put it into a Lishka room, and when it came the time, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they used to take a Truma. They used to take it in three Salim, three baskets, and the rest was left in the Lishka that's called Shori HaLishka. Then there was Truma HaLishka, what went into the Sal to buy Korbonos HaTzibur. And when they used that money, whatever was left in the baskets, if it was left, that is called Shiore Truma Salishka. And the Chazal designated each thing for a different purpose. So the Truma Salishka is for Korbonos. And then the rest, the Mishnah says it's divided up. So here we're talking about the Noshim Orgos Beparoches, those who weave the Paroches, and the Mishnah says that twice a year they made new Paroches, two times in a year. Shtaim Osim B'chol Shana, that's a Mishnah that's brought in Daf Chofala from its base in Shkolos. Shlosh Miuskani Matbilin Osa. They used to make two a year, so there was a lot of work put into the Paroches. It was very big, and it had to be Maiseh Choshev, a certain type of weaving. So they used to have their schar, the women who did it had their schar from Teruma Salishka. That means the same Teruma, the same money that they took in the baskets in order to buy Korbonos, and they paid from it also for the people who made the Ktores and the Lechem Achonim. The same thing they paid also to the women who made the Paruchas every year. So that came from the Trumas Alishka, Lefi Shmuel. Reb Chuna Omar Mitrumas Bedek HaBayis. There was another collection of money that was called Bedek HaBayis. That's for specifically for repairing the Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Bedek HaBayis. And Reb Chuna says that the Paroches was made, the money came from Bedek HaBayis and not from Trumas Alishka. My colleague, what's the machlokas? Shmuel avadlo ke korban. Rav Huna avadlo ke binyan. The gross gurus. Shmuel avadlo ke korban. He says gurus that avadlo ke kelim. That means that lefi Shmuel, the paroches was like a kli shoris. So menele Shmuel holds vinta was like a kli, so it's not for bedek abayis. Bedek abayis is dafka for the building, for repairing the building. So Menele came from Terumas HaLishka, not from Bedek HaBayis. Rav Huna Ovad Lo Kebinyan, he says that the Paroches has a din of Binyan. Menele came from Bedek HaBayis. So we have here a Machlokes. The Paroches could be seen as a Kli. That means just like there was an Oron, and there was a Menorah, and there was a Shulchan, so there was also a Paroches, which is a certain Kli in the Beis HaMikdash. That Kli, it does a Havdolah, Vivdila Paroches Lochem Ben HaKodesh, Uvein Kodesh HaKodoshim, and that's right over here. Here is the Kodesh HaKodoshim where the Oron was, and here is the Paroches dividing in between the Heichal, the Kodesh, where the Menorah was, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach Hazov, and the Kodesh HaKodoshim where the Oron was, where the Kohen Gadol used to go in on Yom Kippur and put the Ktores inside. And this was the Paroches that's called Vizdila Paroches Lochem, and it's a Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Huna. If the Paroches is like a Kli, like there was a Menorah, there was a Shulchan, there was also a Paroches, and therefore it would come from Terumas HaLishka, like Kelim, or it's like a Korban. And or it's like Bedekabais, it's like a chir, just like there's walls of the Beis Hamikdash, there was also a wall that's called a Baruches, and that makes a mechitza in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Klesharis itself is a machlokis where it comes from. In the Mishnah it says, and the Gemara talks about it here, and then so this we will see. Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah that Mosar Truma is the Klishoris. That means it's as if saying Truma Salishka, because we took from Truma Salishka, we bought Karbonis, and whatever left, we bought from it Klishoris. So that's almost identical to what to what Shmuel says, that it's like Kaling. So Memela could come from Truma Salishka or Shori Truma Salishka. And then there's another Manda Omar. Most on the Sochim Likli Shores, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's from, they used to have, Lefir Rabbi Akiva, they used to buy Nisochim, that's for the wine, for people who need it for a Korban Nesach, and they used to sell it, and they made a profit on it, there was a difference in the price, and from that money they used to buy Likli Shores, so it doesn't come from Truma Salishka. So that's our Sukhya here in Shkolim. Then the Gemara says also, Mizbeach Oilo Ve'Eichol Ba'Azorah, the Mizbeach Oilo that's outside in the Azora, this is the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach Oilo. So that would come from, and the Heichol means the building of the Heichol all around, and the Azoros, the whole Azora. So that comes from Shoria Lishko, what's left in the Lishko, after they took out the Terumah. And that money they didn't use for Terumah Salishka for the Karbonos unless they had to. Then the Gemara says that Avnei Lefid Egeus of the Gro Avnei Yerushalayim and the Heichol Dazorus Moyalim Boim. Why? Because it came from money from Hektish. The Gemara in Ksubis talks about the same Indian, and the Gemara says Daf Kufov Omedalev. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Noshim, Oel Gois Beparoiches, Noitlois Choron, Mitruma Salishka. That's dumb to what Shmuel holds in the Yerushalmi. They take their schar from Truma Salishka. And Rav Nachman himself wants to argue on Rav, and he says it comes from Kotche Bedekabais. Hoilu Paroches Tachas Binyan Asuyas. The Paroches is instead of a Binyan. The Mele, it should be like a binyan, like Bedekabai. So Rashi says, we'll soon see the Rashi. And then the Gemara asks, Meisebei, Noshim Oyogos Beporeches, Obeis Galmu al Maise Lechem Aponim, Obeis Abtinas al Maise Akteres, Kula Noyonotlo Eschoron Mitruma Salishko. So we see that it's from Truma Salishko, not from Bedekabai. We see like Rav, not like Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answer is Hosam be the body. That's from the doors. The Omer Abzera, Omer Rav Shloisha, Oto Poroicha, Shoyu Ba Mikto Shein. Shivo Kneged Shivo Sheorim, Echod Lepischa Shaleichol, Echod Lepischa Shalulam, Beis Bedvil, Beis Kenegdon Baliyah. He says there were 13 Poroichas Kneged each Shah. There were 7 Sheorim in Dazora. I'll point out the Sheorim on this diagram here. There was 1, 2, this was Shar HaNoshim, Shar HaKorban, and Shar HaMitzvah, 3 Sharim on this side, that's the Tzofon, and here there was 4 Sharim, Shar HaMayim, Shar HaBchoros, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaElyon, that's 7 Sharim. Each Shar had gates on it, had doors, but it also had a Paroches on it. And then there was 2 between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which we called before Paroches, so in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash there was 2. One was open on this side, and the Kohen Gadol walked through, and then it was open on the other side, and he went in. And on top of it, there was a second floor of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and there was likewise also 2 parochas, which in the Bais Rishon was 1 parochas, the Bais Sheni was 2. The Gemara brings that what we said in the Braise, that Noshim Argos Beparoches, they get from Terumah Salishko, Hosam Bedebovi. That's from the gate. So Rashi says, "Bidabavi, the paroiches shekneged apsochim, the letzniuse avid." All these shaorim, all these gates on the side, these were the parochet litzniusa. They really didn't need a parochet. They had a gate on it. Each one had a gate. Only litzniusa, that while the gate was open, they put a parochet, which would like hide that people can't stand from the outside and look in and see him doing the avodah. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein on tachas binyan." אבל כל צורך בניין כגון פרויכס המבדילות בין היכול לקודשי הקודושים שהיו במקדוש שני במוקר עמוד טרקסים שעושה שלומר בבניין ראשון טען שהגוי לא עושה עושה היכול גבוה מאוד ולא יוכל בניין בוי ויאמו לסקיים בגוי וכזה ולא יהיה. So Rashi says that in the first base of Mikdosh there was a wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And that wall was 6 amo, and the gova was 60 amo, so they were able to build a wall that high. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, that was the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Plus, in the Beis Sheni, they had a sofik. The Gemara in Yom Tov Beis says there was a sofik, and that amo, the thickness, was part of the Kedusha of of the inside of Kodesh HaKodoshim, or the outside of Kodesh. They couldn't build a wall that was thick and amma because it was so high, it was 100 amas high. Godol yek, v'da bayis azo achud min orishon, and some say it was begoiva, bebinyan, that it was 100 amas high. And they couldn't build a wall that would hold. It wouldn't support itself from the wall. So memela, they made, instead of a wall, they made parochas. And since they had a sofik, if the kedusha was the inside or the outside, so they didn't know where to place the parochas on the outside of that amo or the inside of that amo. So they made two parochas. One was towards the outside of the amo, and one was to the inside of the amo. So there was almost an amo in between, which the Kohen Gadol used to walk through with the ketores. And it says while he walked through, he used to like edge the parochas on the side with his elbows. He walked through with his elbows, and he made room for himself to walk through. Agav, there's a Yerushalmi that's brought down Rabbeinu Hananel in Yuma, and also in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch on the tour, and he says that when the Kohen Gadol went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was very dark inside, there was no lights, no nothing, so in the Mikdash region there was the Aron, so he had enough light from the Aron. The Oro Hoya Mahalik. But in the Bais Sheni, there wasn't any Aron, so it was dark. So it says, Megashish Menichnas, Megashish Meyotze. He just felt his way around where he could put the Ketores. I'll go back to our Rashi. So Rashi says in the second Beis HaMikdash that the Parochos, which is called the Amot Raksin, divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, so they were, instead of a Binyan, the Binyan that was in Bais Rishon was a Parochos in Bais Sheni. So that wall would be made from Bedek HaBayis, because it's Tachas Binyan Asuim, like Rav Nachman. And the parochos that were on the Sha'arim, on the side of the Azorah, those were only Litzniusa, it wasn't part of Bedek HaBayis. Memela came from Truma Salishka. Why? Because it's also the Tzorech of the Korban, that the people that are doing the Avodah, they need the Tzniusa, they need that they shouldn't be so open to the public. So I would say that Lefiz there would come out that the second Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara and Ksuvis, is mechalek between the two kinds of parochas. The parochas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Amot Raksin, and also the one on top in the Aliyah, so those came from the Dekabais. And the parochas on the side, on the gates, those came from Truma Salishka. But I would say that Lefizeh, and it's almost in Rashi, that Lefizeh ben Bais Rishon, that the Mechitza that was Mardil from the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was made of a Binyan, and the Paroches wasn't really the Mardil, because the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Gimel, when the Gemara asked why didn't they make a wall in Bais Sheni, the Gemara says, and they should make half Paroches and half building, the Gemara says, Gemiri, they had Aloch HaMoshe Mitzinai, Ikulo bebinyan, ikulo beparochas. Either you make the avdolah between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim only with a wall, with a building, or you make it with a parochas. So since the Bais Sheni, they couldn't make a binyan, they had to make it kulo beparochas. So the Bais Rishon, if so, the avdolah between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was ayah de binyan. So even though there was a parochas in between, there was also doors. And Bryce said, the Melechus HaMishkan, it says that there was also doors, but they never were closed. There was a parochas instead. So comes out, Lefizeh, that the parochas and Bais Rishon should be called Litzniusa. It's not the one that's mavdil between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadoshim, because that they had the chom, a gumiri that kulo bebinyan. So Menelon, the Bais Rishon, the paroches between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadoshim, the chura should have come not from Bedek HaBais, only it should have come from Turuma Salishko. Although I see that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Pirush Shekel HaKurdish on the Rambam Shkolim, he talks about this, and he says, Mikol makom bebayis rishon pshite she'amot rak sinbo mishyori alishko. Kimor ha'ichol ba'azoros. Ach ha'paroches shoya shom, ki gam bebayis rishon ha'yo paroches al adeles, paroches zu hoisto tikun abinyin, v'gam ken hois in shnayim cholshona lachin bo milishkas bedek ha'bayis. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the opposite, that since the paroches was part of the wall, so it should come back from Bedek HaBayis. But I'm not sure I know why he says that. El Chura, it should be like Tzinius HaBalma, as the Gemara says, Kulo Bebinyan. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalet from Hilchot Shkolim, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Avol Poroichot Shel She'orim, he says, Poroichot Shel Eichol, Tachas, Poroichot Shel Eichol, Tachas Binyan Asuyos. The Poroichot that came by the Eichol, but instead of a binyan, ve'en on boin mitruma salishka. Elo mikod she bedek habayis. What does it mean, tachas binyan asuyos? L'chura, it means, like what Rashi says in Ksuvis, that, and also in Yuma, he says that there was in the bayis rishon a binyan, and bayis sheni came a paroches tachas a binyan. And otherwise, if that's not what it means, what does it mean, tachas binyan asuyos? If l'chatchila the din is to have a paroches, like in the Mishkan, why is it called tachas binyan? Tachas binyan means that there was a binyan in Bais Rishon, and instead of the binyan Bais Rishon, there became a paroches in Bais Sheni. I'll soon show you why I'm saying and being madgish it so much, and the Kesef Mishnah also brings that's the pshat in the Rambam, because he brings the whole lashon of Rashi. Pirish Rashi, but the above is Paroches Sheknegad HaPsochim, of a called Tzorech Binyan, that it's Mavdil, says, Beinech Lekod Shoyim Bevikot Hashenim Bemokim Amo Traksin Shoshe Shlomo Bebinyan Rishon. Voison Paroches Nasu Mikod Shoyim Bedek Abay. So Rashi's Madgish, and the Kesef Mishnah says it, looks like he's saying it Pshat in the Rambam, that Paroches Sheleichol Tachas Binyan Asuyos, Veinon Boin Mitruma Salishko, Elo Mikod Shoyim Bedek Abay. That's like what we said from the Gemara and Ksuvis. That's Bedek HaBayis. Avol Poroichot Shel She'orim Boin Mitruma Salishko. So those come from Turuma Salishko. And here the Kesef Mishnah says, Veda, on the next part of the Rambam says, Amenoira V'Klei She'oris Mitzvoson She'ovoyu Mimoisa HaNesochim. And Moisa HaNesochim, we said, is what there's a revach from the Peros that they get. And the Kesef Mishnah says, brings the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis says, Bo mine ravune me rav. Klei shores mau sheyosu mikot shebedek habayis. Tzorech mizbeach ninu mikot shebedek habayis. Osu oi tzorech korban ninu mitruma salishko yuvois. You know, so that means klei shores, which they used when they made a korban near the mizbeach. So those klei shores, the shita mikubetzes in Ksuvis is mazbir, because the mizbeach is a mizbeach adoma, it's mechuber ba'adoma. So the klei shores could be its mishamesh, the binyan. Or because it's Meshamish the Korban. The Shaila is, those Kalim are Shaykh to the Korban, or they're Shaykh to the Mizbech. So the Shaila is, where do we get it from the Klei Shores? From Bedek HaBayis or from Turuma Salishko? And then the Gemara says, Eino Nasin Elo Mitruma Salishko. And the Gemara asks, Astira and Psukim, one Posik is Mashma that from Bedek HaBayis they made Klei Shores, and one Posik is Mashma that not. So the Gemara says, Kan Shigobu Voysiru, Kan Shigobu Voysiru. That if they were gove money, they collected money for Bedek HaBayis and it was left over, what they had needed to do, the job they needed to do with that money for Bedek HaBayis, they did it already and they had money left. So then they could use it for Klei Shores. The Gemara asks, it wasn't given for Klei Shores, it was given for Bedek HaBayis. The Gemara says, Leiv Bezdi Masne, that if there would be left, they could use it for Klei Shores. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam didn't bring that halacha. The Rambam should have brought halacha that Klei Shores, if they were goyva from Bedek HaBayis and was left over, that they could use it for that. Yesh li tmura, The mashma the pligar b'shmuel v'rabbi Akiva the maromar mitrumas alishka maromar mimoyis hanosochim. But we brought the mishnah in Shkolim that Rabbi Shmuel says that klei shoris come from terumas alishka, and Rabbi Akiva says it comes from moyis hanosochim. But kotcha b'edikabai is not. And the Gemara is mashma that if it was noisar, so you could use it because of Lev Bezdin, you could use it from Bedekabais also. So the Bekes of Mishnah says that Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem, when Lev Bezdin is Masne, so Memela there's a tonight to use it for Klei Shoris, they became like Truma Salishko or like Moisa Nesochim. The Mishnah Lamelech asks on it, how could the Rabbanan change something if it was given for Bedekabais? It doesn't become something else. Al Kopanim, that's how the Kesef Mishnah learned. To Mikolno came, he says, Yeshli Tmoya. Lomo Ishmit Rabbeinu Dovo Zed, the Mikotche Bedek Abayis also, Eichel de Govu Voisiru. The Rabban should have said that it comes from Kotche Bedek Abayis, where they were Goyve, and it was left over. But then there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, Shkolim, Shloi Spikula in Chol Korbonis HaTzibot in Aloche Yud, Shkolim that they brought for the Korbonis, and they used it up. They didn't have enough money to buy all the korbanos hatzibur, so motzines oroyle mikotche bedekabais. So whatever they need still for korbanos, they use from the money of kotche bedekabais. Avalein bedekabais motzines oroyle mikotche mizbeach. You can't do the opposite, that from the money of kotche mizbeach to use for bedekabais, but the money of bedekabais you could use for kotche mizbeach. So memele, if you say that leishores doesn't come from Bedekabais, like the Gemara wanted to say it's sad because it's Neshamish the Mizbeach, only comes from Moisar Nesochim, so Memele could be that it might be Nichlalim what the Rambam says, that if it was Lois Pikula Korbonus, you could take it from Bedekabais. So that means that there's Bedekabais is a Tanai that you could use it for things that are Tzorech HaKorban, since Klishoris is Tzorech HaKorban, it's not Tzorech Bedekabais. So Memele, you could understand that it should be from Bedekabais. Might be a little bit of a issue. We'll mention just that the Kiryas Sefer says in the beginning of Perak Dalet from Shkolim that Paroichet Shav Shorim, the Neurovik, the Shori, so Big Dekuna come from Teruma Salishko. Why? Because it's Bichlal HaKosub Lechaper Al Nafshei Sechem. When the Torah said to give Machtis HaShekel Lechaper Al Nafshei Sechem, to anything that's Kolul, that's included in the Inyan of Lechaper Al Nafshei Sechem, to all the things that help, that bring you to bring the korban, that's called lechaper al nafshei sechem. But things that are the bedek habayis itself is not part of lechaper al nafshei sechem. Maybe we'll point out also the Gemara in Shkolim, the Hemshech of that sugya. It says in the same daf Yud Omid Beis, there's a shita Omar Reb Chizkiya Toner Reb Yude Gadganyos. That was his name. Hashulchan v'amenoiro v'amizbechois v'aporoiches me'akvim es ha-korbonus divrei Reb Meir. If you're Reb Meir, all these kelim are me'akiv the korbonus. That means if they're not in the Beis HaMikdosh, you can't be me'akiv korbonus. So comes up, paroches also is me'akiv the korbonus. Lefi zeh, so paroches is also tzorech ha-korbon. And also the kelim are tzorech ha-korbon. And the Me'iri, it says here in Shkolim, that la'alocha it's not me'akev the korban, like the Chachomim that they say ein l'cha me'akev es ha'korban el ha'kiyo v'ha'ken bilvad, and he says because makribin afal pishein bais, the fide is shita that you could be me'akev korbanos even without a beis hamikdosh. Why? Because the kedusha is nishar b'mokoyim, and so if it's ein bais there's no kelim either, how could you be me'akev korbanos? The simen that the mandoma that says makribin afal pishein bais, so all these kelim are not me'akev. But if you say the kelim are makriv, that means you're not makriv if there's no bais. So menele, you need all the kelim kedei to be makriv for bonus. In Yume Daf Nun Daled, the Gemara says like this: Omar Rav Katine, b'sho shoyu Yisrael oylin lo regel, migalilin lo emes haporeches. When the Eden came out up to Aliyah lo regel to the Beis Hamikdash, they used to roll up the poroches. ומרין להם הסקרובים שהיו מאורים זה בזה ואומרים להם ראוכים בסכם לפני המוקים קריב בזוכו ונקבל. They used to show them the קרובים, which was the sandal of the avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, במאי עסקינן? When are we talking that they were megal of the parochas to show them the קרובים? הנה מבמקדוש ראשון, if it's talking about the first base of Mikdosh, In the first Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a Poroches. There was a Binyan. There was only a Binyan that was Mavdil ben HaKadosh ben Kadosh HaKadoshim. So how were they Megalel the Poroches? In fact, Rabbeinu Hananel, Daf Nun Beis, Omed Beis says, the Mikdash Rishon, Hoya Boy Ha'orin, Voya Koysen, Vlo Hoya Boy Poroches. So it's Mashman the Gemara and the Rabbeinu Hanan, there was no Poroches. So if we're talking about Mikdash Rishon, where there was Kruvim, there was no Poroches. Elo the Mikdash Sheni, Yavu Kruvim, Mikdash Sheni, there was Poroches, but there wasn't Kruvim. The Gemara says, Loilam the Mikdash Rishon, my Poroches, Poroches the Bovi. It's like the same notion of the Gemara in Ksuvis, but the Bovi. Tom Rab Zero Marab Shlesh, also Poroches, Hayu by Mikdash. Shiva Kneged Shiva Shorim, Stein Achas Lepisch Shalechon, Bach Lepisch Shalulam, Stein Bedvil, Stein Kneged Baliyah. And then Rav Arba Yaakov says, talking about Mikdash Sheni and Kruvim, the source of which were painted on the wall. But let's see the first verse of the Gemara says, no, Be'emes, we're talking about Mikdash Rishon. And there was a Paroches de Bovi, it's much like the same version like in Ksuvis, that means a Paroches de Litzlius. If we learn the way we learned in Ksuvis, the Lashon, we'll learn it in Yom, and we'll say that the Pshat Paroches de Bovi, that Be'emes, the Mavdil between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadoshim was a wall, was the Binyan. And the Paroches that was there was only Litzniyus, it was Paroches de Bobi. So Memele, that's the Paroches that they were Megalel to show the early Regoli. And the Gemara and Rashi says, De Bobi shekeneged apsochim Pesach Ulam, Veheichol, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. All these three were, it's like as if Rashi is saying they all had the same din. And then as they all had doors, although they weren't closed, some of them, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they didn't use to close the door, but Smashma, they all have the same din, and just like those were Litzniyusa, so this was also Litzniyusa. Bemis Itshver, the Briskarov, he asks in the Kuntras on Yuma, he asks that, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? There was a Potek Mefurash in Divrei HaYomim that Shlomo HaMelech made a Parochas. How did the Gemara think that there was no Parochas? Also, what's the raya that the Gemara brings? It's from Rav Zeram, Rav Shlosha Paroches Hoyu. What's the raya from there? Over there, those Parochas were made, those Parochas weren't by Sheni, and by Sheni, that means they had a Parochas all over, even between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadosh, but in by Rishon, the Gemara seems to have thought that there wasn't a Parochas. And Bamis, he goes on to say that the Gemara's Mashma, Paroches de Bovi, that Bamis the Paroches, that there wasn't the Bais Rishon, like we said, the Paroches and the Bais Rishon was Litzniyus. It wasn't the same Din Paroches that there was in the Mishkan. The one in the Mishkan, like the Gemara says, on Daf Nun Beis, Omid Beis, Daf Nun Aleph Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Hanimilik b'mishkon, there was a paroches. Avol b'mikdash sheni kim deloy avoya mosrakshin. B'mikdash rishon od avoy stapkelu l'rabbanan. Mashma that the mishkon and the mikdash sheni had a din paroches, but the mikdash rishon didn't have a din paroches. And then he brings a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Dalad Hilchos Beis Abchira, Avol b'mikdash rishon lo yitzo shom elo paroches achas bilvad shenema v'vidilo paroches lochem. So it's Mashma and the Rambam that the Paroches of the Bais Rishon did have a din of Paroches, because he brings the Pasuk V'Yivdilo HaParoches Lachem. I would say maybe, because the Rambam doesn't mean that the Paroches Be'etzem had a din Paroches. It could be it means that the Havdola that was in between, which was a Choyma, and the Paroches, it could be that it didn't have a din of Paroches like in the Mishkan, only it was Litzniyusa. Kuponim Pashtas Mashman the Rambam that the Paroches did have a din of Havdola, of a Mechitza. Lefi Zeh, then he brings the Gemara and Ksuvis, Daf Kufov, and the Rashi. And he brings the Rambam. The Rambam we read before, the Rambam says, Paroches, Shaleichol Tachas Binyan Asriyos, Einon Boin Mitruma Talishko, Elo Mikotche Bedek Abayis, Avon Paroches, Shel Shaorim, Boin Mitruma Talishko. So he says the pashtus of the Loshon Rambam is that Paroches Shel Heichol means all the Paroches in the Heichol, the ones that were on Pesach HaHeichol and Pesach HaUlam. And all three would be nichlal, and what the Rambam says, tachas binyan ashir, is that they're part of the binyan, and they're not litzinius abalma. So you have to know what's the difference. If we would talk only about the parochas between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadosh, we could make a chilik that one has a din mechitza, the others have a din litzinius. But if the Rambam says parochas shaleichol, which includes all of them, so then what's the chilik? We were medayik that the Rambam is mashma not so much like the Brisker Rov, because the Rambam says tachas binyan poroches shel heichol tachas binyan, the ones that were tachas binyan was dafka the poroches between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadoshim, other ones are not tachas binyan. But then he goes on to say that they would have a din of a mosach. There was a, in the Mishkan, there was a parochas between the Kurdish and Kurdish HaKadosh, and there was a mosach al Pesach oil between the Heichal, between the Kurdish and the Azara. And the Brayse in Shkolim, Perek Gimel, says that there was a din, the parochas on the Kurdish HaKadoshim had to be Maiseh Choshev, and the parochas on the outside, on the Heichal, was Maiseh Roikim. So you see, the Briskov says, you see that there's a special din how to make the parochas on the Heichal. If it would be only Litznius Abama, there wouldn't be special din. The Meiler, he says, so you see that it has a dafka din of a mosach. The Meiler had a din of the Etzem Abinyan, like, just like in the Mishkan, there was a din to have a mosach. The same thing in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a din that these Sha'arim, these Psochim, had an Etzem din of Abinyan. The Meiler, he says, it could come from Kotcher Bedekabais. And he says it doesn't. It's not matarits completely the inyan of the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, but it gives you a little bit of light on the inyan that there was a din paroicha, there was a din of mosach. If we would want to argue with this, we would say that when it says in the Tosefta Maaseh Choshev Maaseh Roikim, the emes, it was litznius abalma. But since in the Mishkan it was a Maaseh Roikim, so when they made a paroiches on the door of the Heichal, they did it just like there was a Mosach in the Mishkan with the same Inyan, the same Tzura. Just like in the Mishkan there was Maaseh Roikim, so also here they made a Maaseh Roikim. But it could be it's not Ma'akev, Bemis, it would still be Litznius. And the Fidei Brisker Rov, that he says all those Sha'arim were considered like Ba'is and had a din of a Mosach. So what the Rambam says, paroiches shaleichol tachas binyan asuyos, so you would say tachas binyan means that it's part of the binyan, part of the meleches ha-mishkan. But it's not mashma like that in the Gemara, and Rashi's pshat is not mashma the way. Tachas binyan is mashma once there was a binyan, this is instead of the binyan. Because the Tosfos says in Baba Basra Daf Gimel and in Yume, why is it called Amotraxin? So Tosfos says two pshatim. One is that it's called Pnim v'chutz. Traxin is like a lashon of inside and outside. That means it's a mechitza that makes the inside and outside. It's mavdil between the two. V'yesh mefarshim that it's lashon treiku galit sogur hoya lifnim emenu aluchas shenitnu b'sinai. Because the luchas that were nitan b'sinai was inside, so it's like Traxin. Seen as the luchas that were given in Sinai. Tzroch means it closes on the luchas. I once heard from Rabbi Freund Bordiansky, all of Hashalom, he used to say, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, used to say Shiurim years ago, and he said once a shiur about the parochas, and he was toile in the two terutzim of Tosfos, if we hold that parochas is a kli, or we hold that parochas is a bini. If we say that the pshat of Amotraxim, where the parochas was, is because it was sogro lifnim emenu aluchas shenitnu b'sinai, so it's mishamish a kli, it's mishamish the luchas, so memeda the parochas is also like a kli. But if we say that the raksin is pnim b'chut, so it's like a mechitza that's mafrid between the pnim and the chut, so then it would be called like a binyan. I would add on, I don't remember if he said it, that the inyan of pnim b'chut is matin for bais sheni, because by bais sheni, so the parochas was really a mechitza that was mavdil between the inside and the outside. By Bais Rishon we learned that it's really litznius abalma. So memela, by Bais Rishon we'll say the pshat of Taraxin was that it closed over the luchas, because in Bais Rishon they had the aron and the luchas, and the mechitza was a wall, was a choyma. And memela, the parochas was only litznius abalma because they really had doors also. So memela, over there, the Taraxin would be called that it's soger on the luchos, even though really the amo traction is Hashem, the whole amo, and the wall was in between. So the Mele, what we're saying now is like saying that this part of traction is only going on the paruchas. But then the paruchas was mechuvin keneged the luchos, and the Mele was really closing in on the luchos is the paruchas. So the bais rishon traction is Hashem that it's soger on the luchos. And in the bais rishon it would be called the kelim, and the bais sheni traksim would be called panim v'chutz. So memela it's called the binyan, and so it could have been that, but the Gemara doesn't say, because usually the Gemara is talking in the Mishnah about bais sheni. Could have said that Shmuel is talking about bais rishon and Rav is talking about bais, and Rav Chuna is talking about bais sheni, but that's not mistaber because they were talking on the same case, the same bais sheni, if it has a din of binyan or has a din of kelim. Another issue in about the paruchas here in Shkolim is that it becomes tomei. And that Chof Aleph, almost at the end of the Masechta, says in the Mishnah that when it became tomei, the paruchas, they had to be matbil the paruchas. They needed 300 kranim to be tovoi. I once heard, yet when I was in Cheder, I heard from that they said b'shem de gro, that the Gemara says here that the shlosh meus kranim is a guzma. That's exaggerated. Really, they didn't need so many kranim. So he makes a chesben, because if we say that the baruchas, like it says here, the measurements of it were 40 amos by 20, and it says in the Braisa that really the Pesach of the Eichel wasn't so big, but they had to fold it up, and the memelet came out to the measurements. So he says, mem amo v'roch b'chof. So if you say 40 amos, and each amo is 6 tfachim, so it's 240 tfachim on the length. And roch b'chof amo, chof times 6, is 120 on each side. So it's the two widths would be 240 tfachim, and 480 tfachim would be the two lengths. So it comes out that we would have 520. Now each coin has two tfachim to hold it on, and if you have 300 kranim, you have 600 kranim. That means 600 tfachim, so it would be 300 kranim, but you don't need that many tfachim. So it would be left the frat on the corners, and the corners you don't need. If one coin is holding the tefach on the corner, the other one can't. So memeza, that's called a guzma. Rather, I think why I said I made the cheshbon just now about the paroches that the amo was 6 tfachim, but I think I heard in Cheder that the amo was 5 tfachim, and the mele the cheshbon would be that there was 40 amos, twice the length is 80 amos, and 80 amos times 5 is 400, and half of it is the width, so it's 200, 600 tfachim. And if you have 300 kranim, it's exactly 600 tfachim, except the corners were the ones that are the guzma, because each one holds one corner, the other one doesn't hold on that corner. So it goes off, 4 kranim, 2 kranim go off, because they can't hold the corners. But then, I'm not sure that that's right, because the paroches had to be, even though it might have been a kli, and I remember someone asking this in the middle of the shir of Rebbe Froim, that even though it might have been a kli, but you had to measure it with the amos of a binyan in 6 tfachim and not in 5 tfachim, because it had to fill up that space that the binyan made, and the space of the binyan was with the amos of 6 tfachim. So even though it might have been a kli, but l'chora the measurements should have been the measurements of a amos of a kli, of a binyan. And it says that it became tomei. Tosfos in Beitza asks, how did it become tomei? Tosfos in Beitza, daf Yudalad Amud Beis. Komakon kosher. Deyoch metamo bevlada tume doma bemaseches shkolim poroiches shenit mo bevlada tume. Mayri bemashke dezava zova. Dilava chiloi metamo kli. So he asks, why does it become tomei? We said a vilon is tomei. A vilon is not really a beggar. A vilon is a curtain. And a curtain doesn't become tummy just because the shamish people use it to warm themselves up. They cover themselves with it while it's on the wall. So memele, it's like a kli that's mishamish, a person could become tummy. But for not that reason, so it wouldn't become tomei. And a parochas, no one used it for themselves, memela, it shouldn't become tomei at all. So Tosfos says, Yeshlema kimen shenase oyel, because it's called the oyel, the parochas, it's like covering, it's called a mos, it's mesakeh, the sachtal ornes a parochas, kimen shenase oyel, Yeshlem teras kli, umetami maf bezlada, tumena shem oyel, memela it's metame. Oy doim Rab Shmuel Meivrik shayinoisim aporeches mimokem lemokem noisim akelim letoicha. They say that when they carried the parochas from place to place, why did they carry it from place to place? Either to put it in the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe they needed to fix it or to change it, to take it out. So they used to put kelim inside. Which kelim? Maybe it means the kelim that they used to fix it with. They carried it with kelim. I'm not sure exactly which kelim it's talking about. And Ken Yish Teras Kli Aleim, because they used it to carry it. We see talking about by Titus, when he took the parochas, he put all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash into the parochas, and he took it with him. That was the mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he took the one that was in Amot Raksim, which was Belavochi HaSovek, and he made it into a Kli, that it should be able to be Mekabel Tumah, and it was metame the parochas, that means the thing that's mavdil, that brings the kedusha, that shows the ava of a kadosh baruch hu, that's the thing that he went and he was metame.